this is the seventh year Northern's been doing this relay, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. Right now, we are currently up to 45 relay teams and over 450 students signed up online right now.
So, yikes.
Yeah, it's going to be bedlam at the Vandeman Arena. The dates of this relay at the Northern Michigan University is going to be on the 25th of March and the 26th of March, and it's got all the trappings and everything that a regular relay has, but a lot of youthful energy. So,
well, that, and it's also indoors, so it's weather irregardless, quite honestly. And like you said, the student population really does seem to be gravitating toward this event.
You know, it's just so wonderful to watch this grow. When I first started doing this about 7 years ago, we had roughly 8-10 teams, maybe 100 people. It is quadrupled since then, and we set the record for attendance in the Vandeman gym last year, looking to beat it this year.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, it is a, as it says on the banners and signage, you know, it's celebrating life and celebrating survivors, remembering also those who we've lost to cancer. But I guess it's also kind of indicative of the fact that there are all walks of life, all walks of our population that have had some sort of, that their lives have been touched by cancer in some way.
You know, exactly. And nothing brings that out more when you look at our Luminaria bags. They represent people that have had cancer, people that have lost the battle of cancer, people that are in remission of cancer. But it really puts into perspective how many people are affected by this, and not just the cancer patients, but the families as well.
Well, the other side of the coin here, too, is it has its somber moments and remembrances, but this really is a celebration.
Is,
I mean, this is a party, be honest
with
you.
It is a celebration of life, right, exactly. We have three main ceremonies where there isn't a dry eye in the house, because we are remembering, we are celebrating those that are fighting cancer, but it is a big party in between. My little line, I like to say, it's kind of like the Grateful Dead meets the carnival life, because it's, you know, you got a lot of fun things going on and a lot of vending and a lot of different creativity going on, but you're doing it for an unbelievable cause.
Now, this is the student version of the Relay for Life, and I'm certain you'll probably still take more teams if they can fit them in there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. 45 teams right now, but we can always turn a little rectangle into a square if we have to downsize our campsites, but there is room for more, and the more people means the more festivities, more money raised to fight cancer, and just more people brings a great atmosphere to an event.
Relay for Life on campus coming up later this month. Carl, we want to also talk about the event that is coming up this summer later on. And
yeah.
I know the planning has been going pretty much since last summer's Relay for Life. So
that's right. We relay right into the next one.
Where
that's
are we going? What are we doing later on for folks to plan now?
Okay. We have the community relay here, of course, which has been a really, really growing event. Last year we did $90,000. That event is going to be on the 17th and 18th of June. However, to get things rolling, we have our kickoff, which is right around the corner next Tuesday, the 15th of March at the Ramada Inn, starting at 6 o'clock, is our little open happy hour time, so to speak, from 6 to 6:30. And we got a great program slated from 6:30 to 8. And we've got a really unique theme this year. So if I don't mind sharing it with everybody.
Go ahead.
Here we go. We are going to relay around the world, countries themes. So all these teams can do different countries in that. And so it'll be a lot of fun to see this shake out.
Like your own version of the Scandinavian Festival, but just on a grander scale. So I'm assuming you're hoping each camp will come up with their own country and theme.
You know, I'm not that great at geography, but I think there's over 300 countries. Or maybe more, 3,000, I don't know, but there's a lot of them. There's a variety. There's a variety of countries, and here in the UP, we're from all different descents. So, you know, I think we get to...
Relay for Life wearing lederhosen.
Oh, I'm sure we will have...
If it's a warm day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll have not every European country represented, but we'll span the globe quite well.
Now, is this isn't a requirement, but it's something that you're hoping people will take advantage of.
No, it's an easy theme. That's
right.
What we like. It's you don't have to really put on your thinking cap and think, what can I do? Can you think of a country, something that's reflective of that country? There you have it. You know, so we really like that idea for a theme, and you know, it gives everybody a chance to kind of do something.
I guess a question I have for you, Carl, and I know we've talked about this over the years and everything, but what is it that you enjoy? What do you like about the Relay for Life? Kind of, you know, in, I guess in a nutshell, what is it that really works for you about Relay for Life?
Well, you know, what's really great is when you get together with a group of volunteers and you come up with a plan, and then you work on this plan and you see it come to fruition, and to see it come to fruition at the Relay for Life, because Relay brings almost every walk of life together. I mean, everybody who's been affected by cancer is usually there. And just to see that outpouring of support for other cancer survivors, people that have had cancer, it's a one in a million emotion that you get to feel, because you get to feel them all. And it never gets old. And there's new survivors every year. There's people beating it every year. Unfortunately, we're losing people every year too. So that's why this battle is just, it's constant, it's ongoing, but it's a relay. So we continue to relay, and we, until there's a cure, we'll continue to relay.
Okay, so the meeting is coming up next week. And that kind of the preliminaries. You want yes. folks that are maybe looking to put a team together to come find out more?
Sure. This is the opportunity to get the ball rolling. If anybody is little they've heard of Relay but not quite sure what it is, the Ramada Inn Tuesday 6:30 is the place to be, because we will show you all the basics of Relay. You will get to see all the great wonderful teams and volunteers that put this event on, and it is our springboard into the season.
And that is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday the 15th at the Ramada Inn.
All righty. And the Relay itself in June?
The Relay, the local community one, is here in June. And anybody wants to get a little sneak peek of a relay, come to the Northern Michigan University Relay on the 25th and 26th of March.
Well, we're going to be talking to you about the one this summer, I'm sure, several times. Always good to see you, my friend. Glad you're feeling better, too. We saw him yesterday, or the last week, rather.
Yeah. battling the thing going around. You were putting up a good fight, but yeah.
It was a feeble one, but, but you know, 100% better today.
All righty. Great to see you, as always, and we'll keep tabs on these and be talking to you as we get a little bit closer to the event Relay for Life in June, Carl.
Right back at you guys. Thanks so much.
816, Mark.